Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we're rocking out this week, mate. I love putting the music together this week. I've had a right laugh doing it. First up, we've got a band from a foreign country singing in another language to their own. That is just too much for my head to take in. This is Los Vigilantes and Kimi no Kage. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
I have some additional material for you this week. First of all, though, Los Vigilantes are, I believe, from Spain, and they've sung that in Japanese.
Nice.
That is good going. That is good going. Asking an English band to do that would be, is there a simile for this? What would it be like? Asking an English band to sing in Japanese would be like, ooh, I don't know.
Asking a woman what it feels like to be kicked in the bollocks.
Yeah. Asking Frank Bruno to fold a swan, I was thinking of. In his boxing gloves. But yeah, all right, yeah, we can go with that. That's a better one. You've done a better one there. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Los Vigilantes?
No, it's MySpace.com/Los Vigilantes Banda. B-A-N-D-A, Los Vigilantes Banda. Probably been internet one, Tony Neil. The material I ran through this week is a joke for Comedy Suburbs. I'm really pleased about it. Haven't had a poem in a while. If you have a poem for me, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling email Poetry Corner, or send an email to the same address to Comedy Suburbs if you have a joke. And here comes the joke. Right, now, well, I say it does. Here it is. Right. The husband and wife are shopping in their local supermarket. The husband picks up a 24-can case of Carlsberg and puts it in their trolley. "What do you think you're doing?" asks the wife. "They're on sale. Only 10 quid for 24 cans," he replies. "Put them back. It's a waste of money," demands the wife. And so he does, and they carry on shopping. A few aisles further along, the woman picks up a 20 quid jar of face cream and puts it in the basket. "What do you think you're doing?" asks the husband. "It's my face cream. It makes me look beautiful," replies the wife. The husband retorts, "So does 24 cans of Carlsberg. It's half the price." That's from Graham. Thanks very much, guys. Nice. That really made me laugh when I read that.
Very nice.
Yeah, I know. I wonder how many couples have had that conversation down the years. Now then, so we're straight up with the next song. Now, we are doing... The last band came through via Slovenly Records, and hello to Bazooka Joe. And we're doing him proud this week. We're playing four songs from Slovenly, four very different sounding songs from a label that specialises in garage punk. The next band up are Paint Fumes. And what I want to know is, what is Paint Fumes' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/paintfumes.
It is indeed. And I think this sounds a bit like early Cramps. See what you think. This is Ghost Highway. You're listening to Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Please go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment as we read them out. Just got a couple this week. First up from Lunar Support, who just says, great show, thanks for playing our song Balance, which we played last week, I believe.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for sending it through. Excellent track. Mm.
And Helen Dawes, well, she's been in touch, hasn't she?
She's trouble.
She's been on Facebook a bit, but the first message was, hello from the sunny south of France. Just for your info, we are sitting on the terrace with a glass of vino. It's nearly 6:30 p.m. and 17 degrees, and yet we listen to Punky. By the way, Paul, not you, Tony. You're nice. I'm not difficult to live with unless someone does something to piss me off. Oh, she's got a bee in her bonnet, has
she? She's trouble.
Everyone thinks she's upset.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I've done.
No idea. But thanks for the comments, and it's good to know you. It's warm, and you're drinking wine. It's snowy here.
It's, okay. It's not snowy here, mate. It's lovely.
Oh, we had snow this morning.
Oh, did you? Oh, no. We've had lovely, nice sunny weather down here in the south.
Excellent. Well, yeah. So it's cold up north.
Yeah.
That's it, Facebook.
Oh, well. Thanks very much for that.
That's alright.
Now here's a band that are on Facebook, and they're ever so good, and they're quite new, and they feature a lead singer called Jade, who I used to teach when I was teaching stand up comedy. Band called Dirty Parlay, and they're not very good at sending me stuff. They posted a link saying they had a new track that was free for download, so I went to all the trouble to download it and realised it was in some weird some .og file or something, so then I had to download an MP3 converter so I could change it, and then I finally got it, because from time to time, if I like a song, I'll get it on the show by hook or by crook, but Dirty Parlay, you must try harder. Yes.
Definitely. Anyway,
what's their Facebook page?
facebook.com/dirtyparlay.
It is as simple as that. It's did I ask you Paint Fumes?
Yes. It was facebook.com/paintthemes.
Yeah, I did, yeah. So it's Tony Two, probably in Instagram one, and this is Death by Life. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Sorry, when I laughed my way through Robbie Allen Band because I started saying rubber band and thought, no, it's not a rubber band. It's the Robbie Allen Band. Did you do anything last week?
No, not massively. We went to Leicester. We live in
you
the
know
high
how
life.
I live, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Never been to Leicester before. I went to check out the town centre.
Sorry. You've never been to Leicester?
No. I think I went to De Montfort Hall quite a few years ago and opened the city centre. Kind of always stayed away from it. It's like a poor man's Derby, isn't it? Well, it's not as bad as Derby, actually.
No. What did you do in Leicester?
We just went to the shops, went to the city centre, look around to see what was there, then came back.
Was that your Easter treat, Jill?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, it's Leicester, though.
I'm just disappointed. He's like, there's a new low every week in the life of Tony Hearn.
I was quite impressed. We got out of the postcode, though, didn't we? You know.
What, sorry?
We got out of the postcode.
Yes, you did.
I was
did.
Quite impressed with that.
You did, yeah. You very brave explorer.
Exactly.
I didn't do a lot better. I went to Luton.
Okay.
Yeah. I did my show in Luton last Thursday night. It was the first heat of the Last Minute Comedy New Comedian of the Year, and it was sold out.
No, nice.
First time we've ever sold that show out, I think. It was absolutely brilliant fun. And I'll try and remember who's won it now. Yes, congratulations to President Obonjo, who won it.
Wow.
It was weird, really, because he'd... not only has he won that, but the week before, he sent me an email saying that he had £500,000 for me in an account in Nigeria. No, he was excellent. He was excellent. And well done to the runners-up, Omar Hamdi and Ian Hawkins as well. On Friday night, I drove up to Congleton in Cheshire and had a great gig up there as well in a pub called, I think it's called The Lion and Lamb. But they have a monthly show there, and it's really, really good. If you are in the Congleton area, do check that in the future. And I was on with my mate Tom Stade, who reminded me that I tried to get him to split up with his wife last summer because she's really nice. He said at one point we had to surround her so you couldn't get near her. I got no memory of that. That was Friday. Saturday night, I did my burlesque show in Itchin, which was, again, really, really good fun. And a special mention to one of the burlesque acts called Rainbow Sparkles, who did an ugly duckling routine, which had the audience in fits of laughter. Now, burlesque doesn't have to be sexy, right? I prefer it when it's a bit of fun. And this was just such a huge amount of fun. Then, at the end of the night, she did a double act with the other girl that was on, called Ava Bonham Garter. And they did an act which they called The Two Amigos. Apparently, it used to be three of them, but one dropped out, so hence it not being The Three Amigos. At first, she said, just introduced as girls in moustaches. I went, I don't think I can do that. So I introduced them as The Two Amigos, and they went on in full Spanish full Mexican outfit, with false moustaches on, stripped down really quickly, and effectively had a tit fight. It was hilariously funny. I don't really want to go into any more detail than that, but I recommend you come to one of my burlesque nights sometimes. They're very, very funny. Sunday night, I did my second heat of my new act competition in Bedford, and that was also very good. And well done to Mark Cram, who won that, and well done to Alex Perry and Kiri Pritchard-McLean for coming second and third. And thanks very much to everyone up the pad for showing up. We had a really good night. So that was my week, really. And then yesterday, I decided to take it easy. So I had my friend Joe around, and I cooked Easter Monday lunch, meat and eight veg. It was massive. Nice. And we washed it down with a bottle of wine and some Baileys. And then we went down to the pub, where I had a few pints of double stout. And then I got a package again. And said, you're going to have a Chinese, but you're right. So we didn't all-you-can-eat Chinese after that.
Oh, dear.
I thought I was going to give birth to a food baby in the park on the way home. It was mental. But anyway, so I had a really good Easter, as it goes.
Cool.
Child-free, other than the people that live across the corridor from me in the flat. I took their child a Kinder Easter egg. And other than that, I didn't buy any eggs or anything. By the sounds, it was just as well, because there was a right egg shortage this year.
Was there?
Yeah, around here, everyone had bought their eggs early. Anyone wanted to buy an egg last minute didn't have a lot of choice.
Don't know. We didn't buy any, so we didn't get involved in the madness.
No, that's the kind of infotainment you get on this show. Eggs, eh? Cool. I bet they had loads in Leicester.
No, of course.
Well, it's not very Christian. Right, now, so I'm getting off this track right now. Two songs coming up in a row now. Mm-hmm. First up, very excited to say that we have a band that we haven't played in a long time called Sounds of Swami, who've been desperately trying to get their album together for quite a long time. They've come through via TNS Records. You can find out more about them. There's many ways to do it, one of which is Bandcamp. What's their Bandcamp page?
Soundsofswami.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony... Three, probably be an internet one. Listen out for No Frontiers. I'll tell you all about them after this. This is Surfing the Cesspool.
I see you. Leaking from the red fuse when you open your mind. Sneaking in corners of my mind. Sunking from the waste pipe.
douche nozzle.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band called No Frontiers from Milano, Italia, and they actually left a message for us on our Facebook page saying we've got some songs out, would you like one? And I went, yeah, email it to me, and they did. I hope you're listening, Dirty Parlay. And they did. they went to the trouble to help me out, so I had to listen to the tracks, and I picked that one, and I like it. They're kind of sort of pop punk, with rough edges. I'd describe them as pop punk with rough edges. There you go. I am liking the music this week, though. Now, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Oh, sorry, I should ask you what you can find them on Bandcamp as well. What's No Frontiers Bandcamp?
Nofrontiers.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony Four, probably be the internet wow. One. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar
and something else.
Yeah.
Another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar club. It's where it always is. This Sunday there's an open mic night, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, 4th of April, English Sporting Defeat, Tired Angels, The Midnight Specials, Bella McKendry and Late Set from The Bullets. How much that is?
£6.
It is. Friday night, Milk Snakes, Project Zero, First Wave, and Dogtown Troop. It's a London calling night, so
it'll be brilliant.
Approval. How much do you think it is?
Mate, I would have problems trying to milk a snake.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. £6.
It is.
Yep.
And Saturday night, it's Auction Records night. Death Schools, Sounds Like Deceit, Crippler LBU, Blind Beliefs, and Dogfight.
Right, it sounds sort of folky.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. How much do you think?
6 quid.
It is, yeah.
It is. If you fancy having your brain melted in one evening, Death Skulls and Dogfight aren't going to let you down, are they? That'll be great. Oh, it's gigs like that that I don't often wish I lived in London. I do often wish I had another job, but if I had a 9-to-5 job and I lived in London, I reckon I'd be down the 12 Bar Club every week, because they have some great stuff on, don't they? It's really good.
And for 6 quid?
Oh no, it's nothing.
Yeah,
it's nothing. That's less than a pint in Oslo.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not much more than a pint in London, actually. So yeah, great value. So that doesn't conclude.
No,
thing, because you've got another thing, haven't you?
All right, another one. Aubrey's been in touch. Aubrey Hansen.
Hello, Aubrey.
And he says his band's playing. His band, Iron Mike 206 or 206, from Seattle, are playing this Sunday, April the 7th. I think that's Sunday, at the High Dive in Seattle. If he had to guess, he said it probably would add about $5. It's even cheaper than going to the 12 Bar Club.
$5 is about 40 there. Pence, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah. So yeah, so go to that if you're in the Seattle area. The High Dive.
$5 of fun with added punky interest.
Exactly. And you can agree with Aubrey that his Uncle Randy's a twat.
Oh, of course.
It is the same Aubrey Hands, I'm sure it is.
I hope they've got a song called that.
Well, they'd be remiss not to, wouldn't they?
They would.
If they haven't, they should do it.
If they haven't, they've got till Sunday to write a song called Uncle Randy's a Twat, and we want it recorded.
Exactly.
That's what we want it sent to us in time for next week's show. Maybe they could record it live or something.
That would be good. Well, there you go, Aubrey.
There you go, Aubrey. There's a change. We read out your fucking gig.
We poured ourselves for you, and do something for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we expect a returned favour.
That's the way it works.
Brilliant.
That's
it. That concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar with an extra little bit chat, Aubrey.
Yep.
I'm so excited about the next song, I could do a little sex wee.
Okay.
The KDV Deviators, my friend, born out of Mad Sin, leasing a Coffin DeVille, which is the KDV in the name. Great bloke, big fella, great front man, great back man, actually. That sounds a bit wrong, but he's a very entertaining drummer, because he sometimes steps in and drums for other people. He drummed for Divided I'll Go the other week. He's absolutely great bloke, really nice guy. First time I met him, I hated him. But then the year after that, we had a chat, and I really liked him. Nice bloke. Great album called Lost Contact, which is out on Drunkabilly Records. Do try and get hold of this album, it's great. Here's a really good fun song with great lyrics that, yeah, you'll be bopping around your kitchen to this. What I want to know is, I'll ask you now, what is the KDV Deviators website?
KDVDeviators.com.
No, it's the KDVDeviators.com. Tony Four, Paul of the Internet 2. This is Out of Orbit. Well, I'm out of orbit, I'm off the truck. I'm out of orbit, and I am fine. When I'm swimming all around like a wrecking ball, up and down like a bouncing ball of orbit. I'm off the track, I'm on the moonshot, I'm lost in space. I'm on the moonshot, I'm off my face. Beam all the way down with the gates of hell. No, I'm not like a making your chest my spell. I'm in the moonshot, spum. Well, I lose my mind, it's space and time, and drowning in alcohol. Shoot the lines and smoke the pipes. All I wanna be is out of orbit. Let's get fucked up. Like a punching ball. Out of orbit, I'm off the track. I'm out of orbit, I'm out of orbit.
face.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was going to say thanks, doing a great job, Tom, and I thought, I always say that. I don't have to thank you all the time, do I?
Well,
that was KDV DVH. Do check them out. They're an absolutely great band. We've played a couple of songs off that album. It's really, really good. I haven't played anything off it for a while, and I was listening to it this afternoon. I've been reminded of it, so might play another track in a few weeks as well. Now then, have you got anything planned this week? Mel or Mowbray?
On Thursday, we're taking our cats in to be neutered, so that's rock and roll. Poor little bastards. And this Friday I'm going to be carless for the first time in a while. My spaceship's going back to the mothership.
Oh no.
So I'll be walking as of Friday.
For how long?
Don't know yet. A couple of weeks, month.
Really? What's on with it?
It's going back to the lease company. I've had it for 2 years now.
Oh right, so you've been back. Actually, you're giving your car up.
Yes. It's going back. The lease has run out on it, so it's going back.
And you haven't thought of maybe organising another one?
Can't afford it at the minute.
Fair enough.
I'm going to sort it out. I'm going
to
go.
So your cat's losing its balls and you're losing your car.
Yeah.
What a week.
Happy. That's how we're all in the Hearn household.
It's like a country western song about what you're doing this week. Brilliant. I've got my gig in Hitchin, Lexington and Bulldog this weekend. I'm really looking forward to them. Heats 3, 4 and 5, my new act competition. Got some great judges for them from the local press, and a guy called John Fleming, who's a bit of a stand-up comedy insider and writes a blog that I haven't featured in before. So I'm really looking forward to that. All the details are on lastminutecomedy.com, which is a website that is curated. By a carless cat bollock in me. So look out for that. Do get down to one of those if you can. All the information on the website right there. Right, we're now going to rock back to Slovenly Records. Last two tracks this week, both from Slovenly, both new releases. First up, we have a band called The Livids. I will tell you all about them after you've heard this. This is Your House or The Courthouse. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Do you know, I can't find my Desoros album. I'm really pissed off.
Right.
It's a track you will be hearing underneath us very shortly. Bank Uber Fall. Bow, 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 bow. I really like it, and I sort of jump about to it, but I can't find the album. Don't know what I've done with it. I did have a copy of it on my old hard drive, but that died because of all that porn and that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was Livids by Slovenly Records, a track called Your House or The Courthouse. What is their Bandcamp site?
Livids.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 540 via the internet too. And there's quite a lot of material on there. 5 or 6 albums. They're really good, old-fashioned, lo-fi, old school punk rock band, reminiscent of early Damned, I thought. There you go, if you want a little reference there. Now, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Wow. Right, if you could just tell people what they should be doing, I have something to replace it. I believe you have as well.
Yep. Yeah, if you do have a twat's name, mate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Or twat's received with thanks. Email me now.
Yes, do that. We need twat.
Yes.
Right, so you've got another very...
I've got another gig guide.
Right, a gig guide. So we need to sing it again, don't we, really?
We should do, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
How long are you from Graham?
Hi, Graham.
Who says hi, Tony? The event is, it's an action-packed rockabilly extravaganza this Saturday, the 6th of April, 2 p.m. till 2 a.m. at the Camp and Furnace on Greenland Street in Liverpool. £10 for all-day ticket, and it features the Diamond Jive Club with Jive Classics from 4 p.m. till 6, Last Train to San Fernando, Mike Badger and the Shady Trio, the Swinging Bricks and the Hey Pedros.
Excellent.
Oh yeah, so if you want to see an all-day...
Bricks.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Camp and Furnace in Liverpool.
If you fancy some rockabilly on Merseyside this weekend, I would suggest that's the place to be.
Exactly.
That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
Part 2. Fortunately, I wrote a song this afternoon.
Excellent.
I'm going to play it now, all right?
Yeah.
So if you turn down
Desoros,
I bet it's during Vancouver Falling. Oh, if you turn down Desoros, I'll do it. Here it goes.
Okay.
I drink Barocca. It's full of vitamin C. I drink Barocca. It's good for me. I drink Barocca. I've been drinking it for days. And in the morning when I have a piss, you'll see it from space. There we go.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. It's the first time I've ever done that. Might be the last.
But it is lethal.
It is. It's fantastic stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't actually drink the trademark Barocca. I drink the supermarket budget derivative.
Right.
I forgot that I had loads of it yesterday. And when I had my first wee of the morning, terrified me.
It's a marvellous yellow.
Oh, mine was yellow.
Oh, right, wasn't it?
I think because of everything else that had gone with it, it was sort of lime green. last track this week, Lazar Diaz. Another band from Spain, I think, and another band from Slovenly Records. So we had two Slovenly at start, two in the middle, four different sorts of music. Sorry, two at the end, four different sorts of music in the middle. Another great show, I'm happy with it. But what I want to know is, what is Lazar Diaz's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Lazar Diaz.
It's as simple as that, which is a massive win for you, isn't it? It's Tony
6-2
6 Paulie being internet 2, and this is Linda Nina.
Yeah.
That was Las Ardillas. This has been Punky Radio. There's a couple of things we should be doing before we leave, Tone. Could you just maybe remind people of what internet stations we go out on?
Yep, we are on three different internet stations. We're on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, podunkradio.com. And finally, one Galactic World Radio, galactic worldradio.com.
And I noticed that we have had one new review iTunes UK.
Excellent.
We need five before we read them out. So if you are listening to the show and you're in the UK and you're on iTunes, please go to the Punky Radio bit on there. Find it easy enough to type in Punky. Leave a review, 5 stars only. It helps move us up the iTunes chart because we've been featured. We've been a new and notable.
Have we?
Yeah, so we were on the front page. I'm taking that. That we're notable.
Not new.
We're not
certainly
yet.
Not new.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we have been featured on the main page of UK iTunes, which may account for getting a few new listeners recently. Please do leave us a 5-star review if you can. It keeps us up there and it means more people hear the music, and that's the point of the show. That's about it. I hope to see some of you over the weekend. You can find out where I am. Hit your next bulldog via lastminutecomedy.com. Thanks to everyone who sends things in. We'd like more of you too. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo!
Bunch of guns, yeah!